All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, so the Kitzur writes, beautiful halacha, chayiv kol adam lahashlim parshiyosav imatzibor. Every person is obligated to go ahead and finish the parsha together, the weekly parsha together with the tzibor. Dahainu, b'chol shavua parshas ha-shavua shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. The idea being that a person is obligated to learn the weekly parsha every week, shnayim mikra, which means again one reads each pasuk twice, ve'echad targum, and once again with the targum, with the translation. Whether targum means Rashi or targum means unculus, the idea ultimately is that one reads each pasuk twice with a corresponding commentary. So we'll get into the discussion about how exactly one should perform this mitzvah, but there's a fascinating discussion in the Shar Mitzvah Bahalochi quotes from the Radvaz. So Radvaz writes, Misha chash be'enov, o misha eni odeh likros, eno mechuyov lishmo me'acher. So Radvaz writes that someone who has difficulty with his eyes, or someone who does not know how to read the psukim, there is no obligation to hear shtayim mikra ve'echad targum from someone else. If you can't do it yourself, you're not obligated to do it. He goes on, ba'od kasav, dechol le'pater le'gamrei, shelo yehe ele mitzta'er shu pater misuka, afagab du mitzah zasei daraisa. Furthermore, again, if someone is ill, someone is sick, they're also pater from shtayim mikra ve'echad targum, from doing the weekly parasha. Why? Because again, the Radvaz writes, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum is no stronger than the mitzvah of sukkah. And just like with the mitzvah of sukkah, if a person is mitzta'er, a person is ill, a person is uncomfortable, they're pater from the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah, which is a mitzvah, so say a biblical obligation, yet one is pater if they're sick. So the more so, if one is sick, if one is a chola, one is pater from Shnayim Mikra as well. Says a beautiful insight. He quotes over here, Vagon Rabbi Yosef Engel, Bigel Yoni Ashas. He quotes over the Gilyon Ashas, it says the following. Why are you comparing Shnayim Mikra to sitting in the sukkah? Listen to how beautiful this is. Dahasam ke'ein taduru ba'inon ve'ein adam dar b'dira shel tzar. So again, by sukkah, there's a very specific reason. The concept by sukkah is that the sukkah, dwelling in the sukkah, is supposed to emulate the way I dwell in my home. And just like, again, if I'm not feeling well at home, I'm not going to force myself to sit at the table. I'm going to go lay down. So if I'm not feeling well, or if I'm not feeling well, there's a room with a draft, I'm not going to sit there. So if I'm not feeling well, I'm not obligated to go ahead and sit in the sukkah. But listen to what the Gion Ashas writes. He says, Ma she'en kein b'torah shu niknis dafka al yidei tzar. But says the Gion Ashas, this is different than Torah. Because Torah is only acquired with struggle. Torah is only acquired with discomfort. Torah is only acquired if one pushes themselves just a bit out of their comfort zone. Therefore, says the Gion Ashas, as beautiful and as convincing as Radvaz's argument is, that if one is chole, if one is ill, they should be potter from the obligation of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, the Gion Ashas says, I don't think the halachic argument holds up, and although if you're ill, you're potter from sukkah, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to spiritual growth, tsar, difficulty, discomfort, is part and parcel, is the very catalyst, is the very fuel for spiritual accomplishment. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Omer, Let's Cheshbach L'Zakos, Hesisol L'Fichach, Herba L'Hem T'Rmizah Shneamar, Adnech Fitz Matzitko, Yag Dotzor Aviyadir.